10 years after Anton Hemel was killed in Libya by Muhammad Gaddafi loyalists, his family is still seeking justice. On the 5th of April 2011, Hemel was killed in Libya. However, for more than 6 weeks, his family was led to believe that he was alive and well. His remains have never been located, and there has been no investigation into circumstances surrounding his death. After 10 years of no accountability, Anton's widow, Penny Sukraj Hemel, has asked the special procedures of the UN Human Rights Council to take action and force the Libyan government to provide answers and release her husband's remains. The family has had to rely on reports from investigative journalists on Hemel's murder. Sukraj Hemel says the pain has not eased.
Heavily armed Gaddafi forces shot directly at them. There was no crossfire. Anton was hit. Anton was killed in cold blood, and we were misled in the most cruel way for about 44 days into believing he was alive and well and detained with the other journalists. We need to know what happened next after Anton was shot in the Libyan desert. It's been 10 very difficult years, enduring an injustice which, quite frankly, has stripped us and left our family severely traumatized. I want to know what happened from the moment Anton was shot. There are questions around his death that haunt me, that haunt his children.
One of the speakers at the event was Jeremy Bowen, Middle East editor for the BBC. He says the only way to attain justice for war crimes is with a loud noise.
As journalists like myself go to places like that, you know, knowing the dangers, Anton will have known the dangers. But I do think that people's families and in people's memories, they deserve the chance to have some justice and some knowledge. In the Middle East, the main problem is governance. And when countries lack adequate, fair, law-based governance, men with power, armed groups are able to operate with impunity, and they continue to do so, and people do disappear. And the only way often that they get justice is if there is a loud enough and persistent enough process.
Anton's children were only 6 weeks and 7 years old when he was killed in 2011. Quaylen Gallagher, leader of the international legal team for Penny Sukraj Hemel, says they believe his murder was a war crime. She and her team are using information from the late American journalist James Foley, who was with Hemel when he was killed in Libya and documented his death. Foley was beheaded whilst covering the Syrian civil war in 2012. Gallagher says the family have identified two current strategic legal aims.
The first is locating Anton's remains and returning them to his family. And Penny and her sons and Anton's other family members are entitled to have a place to go and grieve. If Anton's remains are in fact located and returned, that automatically triggers an entitlement for Penny to have the investigation that she's been waiting for within the UK. In any event, she is entitled, as a matter of international law, to have an investigation into both his killing, but she is also entitled to an investigation into the aftermath, into the 45 days of cover-up and lies, when Penny was told that her husband was alive, when a number of governments were misled by the Libyan authorities.
Meanwhile, the South African National Editors Forum, or SANEF, has written to President Cyril Ramaphosa to ask that South Africa assist in an investigation to get answers about Anton's murder. SANEF Chair Subu Ngalwa says the murder of journalists, especially those in the line of duty, is concerning.
Anton was a committed professional and a talented photojournalist. He was passionate about his work and he was proud. He was a proud family man. He was respected by his colleagues, and his death shocked many in this country. And at the time of his disappearance, there were a number of campaigns that were led by some of our colleagues outside the Parliament of South Africa. And I think that a loss of a journalist in the course of their duty is one thing. But to be killed under such circumstances, in a conflict zone, and with complete disregard for his status as a journalist, is a worrying factor.
Questions have been raised about whether the killing of journalists, especially in conflict-ridden countries, is to silence factual news. Each killing is the loss of a courageous human being, one that has dedicated his or her life to telling stories and uncovering truth that citizens need access to. International journalists involved in media freedom campaigns are calling for an end to impunity and the criminal lack of action in Anton's case. Prabhashini Mudli, SABC News, Johannesburg.